is a Muser's Christmas tradition. We are into the month of December. Today is December 1st, 3 weeks from Christmas. And so we like to, this time of year, place a call to the North Pole and talk to Santa Claus. He always takes our call. It's a busy time of the year for him, but we like to check in and see how things are going, just to make sure the kids are going to get their gifts. Yes, Santa Claus, please.
Is this a telemarketer? I've told you guys I have enough Viagra to maintain a 2,000-year erection, okay?
No, no, no. This is the Musers on the ticket in Dallas.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Musers. Thought you were a salesperson. I bought some Oxy and Hydro last year from a Canadian pharmacy and somehow got on their call list. I don't know.
Jeez.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Hi, Santa.
Merry Christmas to you, Jub Jub.
Yes, sir.
I hope you're having a pretty good year.
So far, so good, I guess, yeah.
Hope you're having a little bit better year than we've had up here.
Oh, gosh. No, don't say there's bad news, Santa.
Well, we've had some sort of elf virus tear through the workshop, and and I've lost half my workforce.
What? You lost them?
Yeah. Well, I tell the kids that they're all on sick leave, but between you and me, let's just say the pauper's grave behind the workshop's getting pretty damn full.
Hey, come on.
Oh, it's okay, George. We have a system.
Oh, good. What's the system?
As soon as another one drops dead on the assembly line, we take them out back, harvest any organs and resellable fillings, and throw them in the hole and dump a bucket of lighter fluid on them. Then I pull out the old Zippo, and it's showtime.
Showtime?
Yeah.
We light them up.
You're talking about elves.
That sounds like that's against the law, too.
They make the toys.
That's abuse of a corpse, it sounds like.
There's not going to be too many toys this year, George.
What do you mean? There's toys every year. There's got to be for all the kids around the world.
Unlike other years, it's not just going to be the poor kids who are SOL this time. I'm not even going to get around to my favorite white middle-class households. I've had a bit of a setback.
Hmm. What happened?
Well, it's a weird story. I've been trying to keep a lid on it, but I recently had to go on the North Pole Today show and admit that I was HIV positive.
You've done this before, and it wasn't true. Say it's not true. Stop it.
I don't know, man. I think I got it in Haiti or something.
No, you didn't. You're fine.
I've even had to pay prostitutes over $10 million to keep quiet over the past few years.
So you're the North Pole's Charlie Sheen.
What's that now?
Never mind.
Stop saying things like this, Santa.
Hey, I don't know if you guys want to update your Rolodex, but Mrs. Claus has gone back to her maiden name of Bouvier.
Stupid.
Make note of that. Divorce was finalized last month.
Okay. Well, I don't know whether to say congratulations or I'm sorry.
Well, I think congratulations probably best here. And I don't want to get into the whole details of it, but let's just say Mrs. Claus went black and never came back.
All right. You've used that joke before, and I'm tired of it. Stop it. You're not divorcing Mrs. Claus.
I can't watch Greg Hardy play.
Hey, stop.
Hey, Musers, can you help me get the word out about something? I know you guys have a radio show or something there in Dallas.
Yeah, sure, mm-hmm. Santa, anything for you.
Help me get the word out that I had to put Rudolph down.
Oh,
All right.
That is so sad.
Yeah, it's
our condolences.
He got the hoof mouth and the mad cow disease and went effing nuts, man. I mean, he was deranged. He's foaming at the mouth, showing up at our bedside in the middle of the night, inexplicably holding a lawnmower blade. Just weird.
That is creepy.
Stop.
Posting weird crap online, like radical Muslim stuff.
What in the world?
Stalking women. He started threatening Mrs. Claus back when we were married. And when I put my foot down and said, hey, look, I know you two were involved, but that doesn't give you any right to threaten to cut her head off with a bandsaw.
Jeez. Stop it.
Like he understood, but he was back at it the next day. Yeah. So I had to take him out in the woods under the pretense that I'd found a lot of gold out there and wanted to share it with him.
Wow, that works on reindeer?
Yeah, he started to get suspicious because we kept walking and kept walking, and he confronted me about it, and I just went to town on him with a shovel. I mean,
wow.
Red snow.
Stop! Stop it.
I think I blacked out while I was swinging, too. There was just so much rage. So much rage.
This isn't Santa. It can't be Santa. These stories are terrible.
I mean, next thing I know, George, I'm standing there sweating, looking down at an unidentifiable carcass. So
That's hilarious.
I did what any man would do.
What?
Burned off his hoof prints and knocked out all his teeth and got the hell out of there.
Well, now you're kind of admitting the crime, though, on our show.
But we look forward to having a Merry Christmas. In fact, I've got a lot of Christmas letters here from the DFW area.
Yeah, I wish we would have got to those 2 minutes ago.
I'll share some with you if you want, even though it violates HIPAA laws.
Sure.
All right, go ahead.
This one's from the from downtown Dallas. It says, please send me a competent sports anger signed the Fox 4 management team.
Oh. That doesn't bode well for Mike Ducey.
No, it doesn't.
It's all about. But get this one here. It says, Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new quarterback and immediate family. Signed, Jerry and Valley Ranch.
Wow, that's interesting.
No last name, but
took time to write, huh?
Get this one here from Victory Park. It says, dear Santa, for Christmas, I would like a new gorilla cane and my own show back. Signed, Mary's Horny Lover. Any help there you can give me?
We'll tell you later who that may be.
All right. Well, I better get back to work. I'd just like to say, remember, kids, put a Jimmy hat on it. Don't end up like Santa.
Hey, stop.
Merry Christmas.
All right, kids, that was not Santa. That was some imposter. We're very sorry about that. Very sorry.